I'm in Dublin Civic Offices again. I'm talking to Leah Kennedy. Leah, what am I looking at?
This is my knitted paper table. It's a recycled...
Sorry, slow that down. Say it to me again.
Knitted paper table.
How do you knit a paper table?
I source the paper from the handle of a paper bag.
Yeah.
I trace it back to China. I had to order 10 kilograms of it to be able to play with it, to try something out with it. And eventually got through to somebody in Wicklow, AB Converters, and they donated me some of their supply. And it's basically what they make a paper bag from, the handle. So I had the whole reel of it. I had to separate it and then knit the paper.
How did you come up with it? Why did you come up with this idea?
I don't know. Well, everybody was going to cards, and I just wanted to look at something totally different. And the paper bag is kind of useless. The rain comes in Ireland and it breaks. This is really, really strong. When the paper is knitted, it's really strong. You can't break it. You can't.
It's sitting on a steel frame.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me for saying. So
yeah.
The paper bit is the top of the table, I'm gauging.
Yeah.
And the steel bit. Did somebody make that for you?
Yeah, I had that made from MK Engineers. The reason being, when I was knitting it, I had these steel needles and they looked really contemporary with the paper. And the paper being knitted is kind of old school, like it's what I'd learned from my family, knitting and sewing throughout the years and stuff like that. So I thought that the contemporary steel with the knitted paper looked really modern, so I wanted to get kind of...
Can I ask you a silly one? Because I used to knit when I was about 7, but okay. Did you use knitting needles?
Yeah, yeah.
How does that go on the... How does it work?
It's difficult on your hands. It's quite hard. But the inner paper, the reel of paper, there's a tough one, and then there's one that's decorative around it. So I use both of them. I didn't, because it's recycling, I didn't waste any of them. So you can see this one. This one is quite strong and hard, and this one is more flat.
Okay.
Okay, so when I unwound it, then I cast on 20 stitches and just knitted with it really, really delicately. But it's really tight and strong.
Leah,
it took a long time.
just give me a rough gauge of how long it actually took to get this together.
It's 15 panels. Each one took an hour to unwind, 4.5 hours to knit, and an hour to stitch together.
Were you not knuckling yourself on the head going, why did I? I could have invented a pint glass with some alcohol in it. It would have been easier. Did you not know?
Well, I'd help from family. That's where I learned to knit. My mom, my aunts and stuff like that. They're all quite good with their hands. So I reeled them in to keep the tradition going.
If people want to find out more about Leah Kennedy and anything else that might pass through your brain in the future... How do they go about that?
They can contact me on my email.
Go ahead.
Leah@mcneilnewyork.com.
Oh, you'll have to spell that one out just in case.
So it's Leah, L-E-A.
Yeah.
At M-C-N-E-I-L-L.
Uh-huh.
New York, all one word, N-E-W-Y-O-R-K.com.
Brilliant stuff. Folks, you got to see this. I have to say it is mind blowingly fantastic, if that's even right English. Let me read the title. Leah Kennedy, Interior Design, HND2, Furniture Design, Knitted Paper Table. Unreal. Leah's not around tomorrow. Who are you?
I'm Leah's tutor.
Oh.
Can I or your interview?
I'm being ushered away. I am surplus requirements. Take care, folks. This is well worthwhile, though. Bye.